Well, listening to Beth O'Reilly there is the Minister of State for Skills and Further Education, Niall Collins. Very good afternoon to you, Minister, and thank you for taking our call this afternoon. Quite a bit to go through there, but let's just start with this concern now that's been raised about purpose-built student accommodation being withdrawn from the market as we come to the resumption of the academic year. What are you hearing about what's going on in relation specifically to that type of accommodation?
Yes, good afternoon, Brian. I have heard about it. My own constituency office has dealt with a number of queries in relation to that, which I've been aware of for the last number of weeks and months. It's a situation that's a difficulty for us to handle as a government. Student accommodation breaks down into two forms of ownership, as you know. We have college-owned student accommodation, and obviously then student accommodation which is owned by the private sector. And it's within the private sector that that issue is becoming acute now. Some private operators made their facilities available for the Ukrainian cause, and some of those bed spaces now are not being made available into the pool for accommodation of students, which is regrettable. So I would call on those private operators to reconsider, you know, their approach and their stance in relation to that.
The Minister, just on that, the Minister, Dara O'Brien, Housing Minister, did issue a circular last September, Beth O'Reilly reminded us of it there, in relation to this, that purpose-built student accommodation should be safeguarded for use by students. Now, is that anything other than just an appeal to the owners of this accommodation, or can there be any force behind that kind of a advice?
Yeah, well, that circular was and is very important. But effectively, you know, like any piece of legislation, it can't be made retrospective. So we have, you know, purpose-built student accommodation, which is in private ownership, which is subject to planning permissions, which were granted at the time, and they were built in accordance with those planning permissions and the conditions attaching to those planning permissions. So that can't be changed retrospectively. The circular, which was issued last year, was for any new permissions or any proposed student accommodation which would be built, obviously, or applied for and built into the future. And I think it's right and proper that we took that decision and to issue that circular to say to local authorities, in the first instance, do an audit in your functional area of the demand and requirement for student accommodation, and take that into consideration when you're doing your development plans and your land use zoning.
So,
but when you're then granting planning permission for applications for purpose-built student accommodation, that it be conditioned that in the first instance it be made available for use as student accommodation.
So you're saying that legislation, that power is in place, but it can't be applied to existing student, purpose-built student accommodation. The owners of that are free to change the use if they want to.
Well, they're not free to change the use, change of use. The issue which arose last year was in relation to long-term letting as opposed to letting as student accommodation, and there's a difference there. So what I'm saying is any new planning permissions which are now issued by local authorities, they have been directed by circular to ensure that any purpose-built any student accommodation planning permission applications would in the first instance be conditioned for use as student accommodation rather than any other form of letting.
Okay. Well, now you've told us just a moment or two ago that you've been aware of this particular problem for months. What are you doing about it?
Well, we find ourselves, we have to be very honest here, Brian, we're limited in terms of what approach we can take to people who own this private student accommodation, because you're into the whole area of constitutionality and property rights, and these people who own these properties in terms of how they can use their properties and you know, derive their usage from these properties. So in relation to the state-owned or the college-owned student accommodation, we obviously have a direct input into that in relation to our engagements with the colleges. A lot of those student accommodations which have been made available through the colleges, the state-owned accommodation, will be coming back into use
and
for students over the next number of weeks as we approach the beginning in September.
Just, Minister, before I let you go, and separately, the Irish Independent is reporting today that you've come out in support of the liquefied natural gas storage plant, which is currently being considered for planning permission for the Shannon Estuary. Of course, it's an initiative or a proposal which is strongly opposed by your partners in government, the Greens. Why are you backing it?
Well, I've always been a strong backer of it, and it was disappointing that it was, I suppose, downgraded by virtue of the programme for government, but that was part of compromise and negotiations within the programme for government. But I think, suffice to say, I agree with what the Taoiseach and my party leader, Micheál Martin, has said. It quite simply has to be reconsidered now. The proposers of the project at Ballylongford, New Fortress Energy, they tell me and they tell others, it's information which is publicly available, that if they're granted planning permission, which they expect to be by On Bord Pleanála in early September, that they can have a facility up and running in about 12 to 14 months, which can feed into our gas network grid. Look, the whole world has changed, as we know, Brian. Energy security is so important. We're seeing price spiraling in the wrong direction. So we have to have different options.
This is a part of the programme for government that should be renegotiated.
Well, I think common sense has to prevail. You know, Micheál Martin obviously has made his position clear in relation to it. I'm supporting it as a local minister and TD.
It was
in Limerick and in the Midwest region.
It was at one stage designated or considered for designation as an EU project of common interest, I think is the phrase that's used, and that would attract some funding from Brussels, but that would need government backing. Should the government get it behind it to that extent?
Well, look, the European Commission has told all its member states that we need to increase our options, and in particular we need to increase our storage capacity. And, you know, we're simply finding ourselves in a weak, vulnerable situation at the moment. We have our two interconnectors coming through the UK. The Corrib supply is limited, as we know. Yes, we're moving in the direction of renewables, but renewables are weather dependent, whether it's solar or whether it's wind energy.
I understand that, but the question was in relation to whether it should be listed as an EU project of common interest. Is that something you'd like to see?
Well, I think certainly when Micheál Martin sits down to discuss this with the other party leaders, I think that's something which really should be considered very, very seriously, because part of the programme for government, Brian, we've established what's called the Shannon Estuary Economic Task Force, and that's looking at the whole area of offshore energy, onshore energy, transport and logistics and tourism right around the Shannon Estuary. And this plays right into that in terms of Shannon Airport, Shannon Foyne's Port Company, and our whole energy security.
It does sound like you're saying that maybe this is time to renegotiate the programme for government.
Well, look, we have to be open to change. We have to obviously take a pragmatic view in terms of the whole situation with Ukraine, Russia, and you know, the limit in supply, and what you in terms of sanctions also that we're imposing on Russia. So the whole environment has changed. So we have to be prepared to change. And okay, I think common sense and pragmatism has to come to the fore here.
Minister Niall Collins, thanks for talking to us on the programme.